Hello.
Good
Good
morning,
morning.
Nancy with Jacqueline.
Yes, hi, it's Jackie.
Hi, Jacqueline. This is Valerie from Family First. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. Okay, Jacqueline, I see that you're calling me early, and also we have been trying to set up the app, but the app says that the phone number is already registered in the agency, right?
Right, that's what it says for me, so I can't move on to be able to clock in. And I'm concerned because I guess they had to send the check over to me through mail. It's basically I'm not gonna get paid for like 2 weeks.
Okay, you're supposed to receive check for this pay. Let me see. Jacqueline.
I tried to call you yesterday to let you know that my time today would be adjusted. The kids are home today, so I told Robert that I would be like if it was okay if I came in later, and he's really good with it. Like he's just happy that he has help, honestly. But so I'll be going in today at 1 p.m. with him. But I don't know if you guys have my hours because I stopped doing those little papers because you told me like I had to do it online.
Yes, for this
So I
week,
don't know how many days you have and how many days you don't have.
for this current week.
Yeah.
So far, there's a timesheet for the 25th. You will need to fill it out for the 26th, 27th, and yesterday, 28th.
26th, 27th, and 28th. I have to do those papers.
Yes.
That, okay.
If we don't set up the app right now, we will keep trying.
Okay, so the 25th, what were my hours? Just so I'm aware.
Correct.
What were the hours for the 25th?
From 9 to 3, 6 hours.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna fill out the next ones, and he has to sign each one tonight, correct?
Yes, you can add shift and when you're filling out your scroll down and maybe you can see add shift. The option add shift. When you click on add shift, you can add different days,
Okay.
so you don't have to submit each one, to go
Well, the
online.
problem is he changes his hours to his like appointments. So like if he has an appointment, like yesterday I was there until like 5:30. And normally I try to leave at 4, but I got like someone to pick up the kids from daycare, and it was just more like he needed more assistance because we had an appointment. We went to Giant, like we did a bunch of different stuff, so I have to I'll talk to him about and then I guess my direct deposit isn't being put in, so they're sending it to me, so I have to send that back to them. So I talked to Sarah. You didn't call me back. You told me you were gonna call me back in an hour. What happened?
Yeah, that was yesterday. I went to a meeting
Okay.
and I will have another one today. I think at 2 p.m. if I'm not wrong. So yes, I was checking my message with you. Yep. So you have time now to try to check
We can
the phone
try.
number.
Yeah, I'm just with the kids right now. So I'm onboarding with another company right now. And then I'm gonna talk to Robert about adjusting our schedule with him. This one is paying $20 an hour, where I'm getting paid 14 with you guys. And again, for the amount of necessity that he needs, he really is such an easy peasy. Like he's very easy. Like it's basically like he just wants like companionship and then basic like needs. Like, okay, let me make you lunch. You know what I mean? Like that's the kind of it is. But I really do like him, so I don't want to let him go. So I'm gonna probably be adjusting my schedule soon. Is that okay with you guys?
Yes, hopefully that would be the better for the patient and for us, because the patient will be alone. If you leave the case, we will keep
No,
to
he, I mean,
another
he lives.
caregiver, and he will be alone without a caregiver, so.
Right, but he doesn't even let me take him to the bathroom. Like,
Oh.
I've taken, I do his baths for him. Like, any, like, because he can't get into the shower, I do the bath. And then I help him around the house with little things that he needs for the most part. So again, for what you're paying me for what I'm doing, I could totally see that. Like, why? But this one is paying 20 an hour, so I'm gonna talk to him today and see what he thinks about just shifting the schedule a little bit, because then I would be able to leave that place at 4, get to him at 4:30, and then I could do a night shift with him. And
Okay.
if he's okay with that, you guys are okay with that?
Yes, that's okay. You just please let us know with time to adjust the schedule, okay?
Okay, and then today I'm at home right now for the kids, and I think I told you that. I'm going in at 1.
Okay, so you will be there at 1 p.m. today.
Yes, I'll be there at 1 p.m. today.
Yeah, I see the schedule from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Is
Yep.
correct? Okay.
Yes.
Yes, I adjust that one. Okay, Jacqueline, let me see the screenshot that you sent to me. The phone number is already registered. Please enter our unique phone number. Okay. Did you already create the account or not yet?
I did. So when Sarah sent me the account, I sent her the account. Now, when I filled out the account, I put the social security. I guess I must have pressed the wrong numbers. So when I looked at it, I was like, oh, the social security isn't right. And she was like, okay, I'm going to go fix that. She fixed that. And now it's, for whatever reason, anytime I try to move forward, it's saying that the phone number is already connected and I need to create a new account. So I can create a new account, but it's whatever you guys need. Like, I can make an account, like I can set up a new email if you need me to. I just want to make sure that I get paid. Like, I
Yeah,
worked this whole week, so today's being the last day. I told Robert if he needs hours on the weekend, I can come in and help him. And he said, you know, whatever I want to do. He's very like, he just wants companionship, honestly.
yeah.
Like, he just wants somebody there. So I told him, like, if you want me to come in, I can. And he's like, yeah, if you can, that would be great. But I told him he's only allotted 32 hours, so we have to make sure that we stay within that realm. And it really is just like, I just need to make sure everything's locked in, because I'm very scared by next week. Like, you have to understand, I haven't been working for 6 months. They cut me off from unemployment early, so then I had to find a job. What I was making at my last job, I was making $72,000 $72,000 a year. So this is going to be very different for me and my family, and I'm really trying to make sure that I can still pay for everything, keep everything up until I find something. So
Okay,
if I have to work two jobs, if I have to work three jobs, I'm more than willing to do that for my family to maintain what we have. Car payments and, you know, our home status and food. So I just need, I'm just trying to like make sure that I have everything in order.
got
And
it.
Robert is aware that it might be temporary until I find something, so he's good with that. He's just happy that he has assistance right now. Plus, you guys don't go. I don't understand. Why don't you guys go on site with them? The house is a mess. Like, it's a hoarder house. Like, they have stuff everywhere. It's dirty, like, very dirty. The last person that I talked to that worked with him, they said that they couldn't be there because of how dirty it was. And again, I don't, like, I can fix this. That's not a problem. And I know Sarah said that she could have a company come in. I don't need that. Like, every day we work on a different room, but I talked to his wound person, and I told her about his like pressure wound on his body. I'm just not used to not it not being as clinical as I work with, and I think I'm having a hard time with that. Like, I have no one to report to. I have no documentation to give. And again, I worked in assisted living, and everything was about documentation and making sure everything is good. This is very different, and I think I'm having a hard time with that.
Okay. Yes, we only provide like home care services for the hours authorized by the insurance for basic assistance, such as cleaning or cooking, driving. It's not like we hire professional nurses, you know.
And I think that's the problem because I'm very professional.
Got it.
So
You are
this
a
is,
professional nurse from the
no, I'm a certified
hospital?
dementia practitioner.
Oh. Yeah,
I was,
that's the thing that's happening, yeah.
yeah, so for me, it's almost like, and please understand, the HHAs are very professional as well. They have to take care of the needs of the clients and their ADLs. For me, it's just I'm used to documentation. I'm used to like putting things in the computer. I'm used to talking to doctors and nurses and all these different people. So for me, right now, my job is a specialty, like what I actually do. Am I able to take care of someone? Absolutely. That's what I did on a 40-bed unit. I would train people on how to take care of people. So it's very. Like, I would train people on how to communicate with people. Like, at the end of the day, it's, I feel like it's not organized well. Literally. Like, you should be seeing the sites before you guys put people there. Somebody should be there to meet them to make sure that they are good and understand the paperwork, or even this computer system that you have going on. Like, somebody should be in person to set these things up.
Oh, definitely we do like home visits, but not all days.
Okay, did you do an initial one for his? I'm sorry, I'm advocating. I'm not pressuring. I'm not saying anything. I do like this client, but did, was an initial home visit done when you onboarded him? No, he said no. No one has come to his house. He only spoke to a person all over the phone, and then I showed up. There was no one there to show me a care plan or what I had to do with him. And again, I'm very professional and I can take care of it. That's not a problem. But if you had an 18-year-old going into a house that she's never done this job before and she's just picking it up, she's going to leave. So if you're looking at turnover right now, that turnover is because there's no support. Me, I'm fine. I can go in, I can do whatever at any house. You know how many assessments I've done in my life? 100, 200 maybe. I've had to bring admissions into my building. So the question is like for those that don't have that experience, because I have 15 years of experience, how do they manage that? It's not fair to them. And so far, I've talked to like different companies. Like right now, I'm probably signing him on to hospice. I already had a treat and an eval sent for him with the companies that I know. They're coming in to check on him and see if it's possible because he has things that are not so good for him. He's looking for housing because he's gonna have to move out. Like I, those are things that as our comp, like, and I'm gonna say our company because I'm with you guys now. Our company should know about.
As I say, we'd only hire like for basic assistance. I understand because you have been doing more things in the in your last job and more professional things, but this is basic
Okay.
assistance for the patient, yeah.
Okay.
Like just company and cooking and driving.
Is he allowed to go in my car?
To what?
Am I allowed to like take him in my car to other places?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
You can go with the patient to other places, to the park, to the medical appointments, to the mall.
But am I allowed to drive him in my car?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. The other companies that I work with, you're not allowed to. So I am allowed. Do you guys need my insurance information, my car information?
Did they request the driver licenses at the
Yeah,
beginning?
no, I gave my two driver's licenses. So I gave the first one that was like expired, and I gave the second one that is current just to show that I was resident of Pennsylvania for a certain amount of years. My social
Okay.
security, I believe I sent that over as well.
Yeah, all the doc those documents are attach the system.
Okay.
Okay, let's go back to the app. When you put your email and the password and you click on login, what you see?
I sent you all the photos. So I put in my email, I put in everything. It takes me to that first page that I sent you. Hold on, let me look at my text messages.
Try it now if you can with me on the phone.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Let me open mobile ID.
So I downloaded the app. It's here. Okay, so it says it asked me to log in. It was with the jpolina514 email. I type in my password, which is JA8234326. Done. Log in. It logs in, and then the page that it sends me to, it says, click the three little dot buttons on the right-hand side to update your profile. I go to update my profile, and I've updated it a million times. And it either says either you can log out or you can update your profile. So when I update my profile, and I've done this before, I type in my first name. I type in my last name. I type in the last four of my social security, my gender. I type in my date of birth. Well, I scroll for my date of birth. Hold on. May 14th. Nineteen eighty, because I'm old as hell. All right, so 1980, done. And then it asks for my phone number. The minute I type in my phone number, what it usually does is it says, okay, this time it didn't do it. So now when I typed in my phone number, usually when I type in my phone number, nope, it says it again. This phone number is already registered. Please enter a unique phone number. If this is an error, contact your agency for more information. That's what it says every time.
Okay, after receiving the update profile, okay. Because Sarah, she let us know about the social security number. It was my supervisor, the one that fixed us, and she provided to us also a mobile ID. I don't know how she got that mobile ID.
I don't know either, because there's nothing that says it to me on this to like present it. What the right now the phone number, because so I think if you guys can just delete my account and me start over, it might be better.
Let me receive. I think that I can try it now with you. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
I think that I can receive, like receive the app. Let me app mobile ID search.
Yeah, because I think if you just delete it and then we can start over, I think it would be better.
Okay, password has been received. Okay, let me refresh. I just received. Maybe you received an email.
I have not yet.
Okay, so I caregiver password and email, then a temporary password. Okay, try to log in now.
Okay.
Jay, oh, but this is another email address. Give me 1 second. This is different. Jay, okay, the email that is here is Jay Crespo.
.cdp. Okay, so you want me to log in with that one? We tried it 2 times because it wasn't working before. But the one that comes up on my screen is not that. So hold on.
Okay, what email you will be using so I can edit here? So I can update it.
My professional email is jcresswell.cdp.gmail.com. My personal email is the Jacquelina.
Okay, try to with the CDP, with the professional email, please.
Okay, hold on. All right, so I'm going to try that.
I think that that is the reason why it's not working, because in HHA it's one email and here it's another one. Okay.
Okay. So let me. I'm gonna try to send. Guys, please stop. Sorry, I have the kids at home.
No problem.
My password is always the same everywhere I go, so that's easy to remember.
Okay.
Okay, so I logged in. It says, please enter a valid email. So if I try to log on with my, and I'm looking at it, it's fine. It's jcresswell.cdp@gmail.com. So it's saying the email is not registered. But you see it on your end?
Yes, I just updated. Say that it's not valid.
It's saying it's not valid. It's saying it's not registering. That like you don't have it in your system.
The J is in capital.
Yep, J is capital, and then it's C R E S P O, and then I write dot C D P. at gmail.com. And
Yes.
then my password, again, my password is always the same. So it's J A, like big J, little A. And then I write 8234326. I hit done. Save user ID, yes. Log in. It says please enter a valid email. So they don't have it.
Okay, I will try to reach HHA at this point.
And again, if they can just swipe everything out, then maybe we can start over. Maybe it would be better. I just don't know. Yeah, it's not going through. And again, I don't like this Friday is very important that I get paid. That's coming up. So I just want to make sure everything's taken care of. Because right now they sent my check to in the mail for the Friday that I worked.
Yes, if you send the timesheet for this week, I think that we should include today, 29. Remember that timesheet should be sent by Monday noon, so you have time to Monday noon to send the timesheet 26, 27, 28, and 29 today.
Okay.
You will be paid while we find out what is the issue, because I already received the app and I updated the email that is the one that you provided me, your professional email. So at this point, I'm going to reach out HHA team so maybe they can receive
Would it
the
be
call.
better if I come into the building and work with you guys with this? Because I.
Yes, we can make like an appointment. I need to check the calendar first with so we can give you like an appointment so you can go to the office, the Wyndham
Okay,
Suite.
awesome. So
Is that
just
okay for you?
send me a
Okay.
text message in regards to that, and I can like turn my schedule around and kind of figure it out. But at this point, I'm just concerned that on Friday I'm not going to get paid, and now I have a check coming in the mail, which is like, okay.
Okay, Jacqueline, don't worry. I will be attentive so far for the timesheet, so in order you can be paid properly for all this week. And I'm going to check the calendar to make an appointment for you to set up the app.
All
Okay?
right. All right. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much, and I will speak to you soon.
Thank you to you for your time, Jacqueline. You have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.